Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 71 of the Brothers Geek Podcast. My name is Patrick, and I am a weird-looking white robot that kind of looks like the monster from Pan's Labyrinth, but I don't know what they're called, so I'm that thing. And, man, Venom looks kind of cool. And I kind of want to see it.
That's an opinion. That's not a thing.
Oh, I mean, I'm the guy who thinks Venom looks kind of cool.
You got me. I can't combat that. My name is Chris, and I'm the symbiote tongue wrangler and lake floater.
I know we both have Venom things.
Yeah.
Because I watched that trailer. And I was like, man, the Mad Max sequel looks kind of weird. It went in a really weird...
There's a little Mad Max in there, isn't there?
Well, a little weird direction. The thing that I noticed the most in that trailer, Chris, wasn't the Venom suit, though it does look cool. And I hope that they actually use it, unlike Spider-Man 3. Where they show it for, like, 2 seconds, but then they peel it back so his face shows. I mean, I know you got freaking Tom Hardy, so you want to, like, use Tom Hardy's face, but it looks like there's a lot of Brock in the movie, so it's like, if he's in the suit, let him be in the suit. I mean, you're not going to peel back Spider-Man's face, like, mask when he's in the Spider-Man suit. Why you got to do it with Venom?
They have found excuses for Spider-Man to not have his mask on a lot, especially you know, the first trilogy, like his mask was off all the fucking time.
It's true.
But it does continue the tradition, Patrick, of covering Tom Hardy's face.
It does. He's got to have his face covered in everything, whether it's like the Bane mask or the metal Mad Max thing or an aviator goggles and breathing tube. I don't know what to call it.
Or just another just face Venom. In a dream, like,
or just a different face in a dream, or not a dream. Who knows? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. But the thing that I most noticed, Chris, the thing that I noticed the most was. Tom Hardy is understandable in this movie. His accent, you can understand.
I found it, like, weird. He needs to mumble more.
Yeah. Right? What did this director tell him? Speak up? Please.
He's never gotten that direction before, and, like, he's like, oh, that makes sense. Hi, I'm Tom Hardy.
I know, right? I can't quite pin where his accent is supposed to be from, because, I mean,
what
I don't...
What is Brock in the comics?
Isn't he... I mean, he's the... It takes place in San Francisco.
Oh, that's true.
So I was like, it kind of feels like...
I feel like it doesn't...
It's New York
it wouldn't
or something,
take,
but...
Yeah. I feel like in the original comics it would be New York, because that's where Spider-Man is, right? It'd be like Bronx or something.
But there is a Venom... Here, I'm going to look this up real quick.
Yeah, I know there's like a new Venom by himself kind of comic. It does feel weird that Spider-Man's not a part of it first, though. Isn't the whole point that Venom looks the way that he does is because it first attached to Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So, like, the whole white eye kind of thing just doesn't make sense now, right?
Yeah.
Technically speaking,
but it's fine. But yeah, Eddie Brock. Let's see, he's supposed to be from. Let's see, where can I?
Eddie Brock sounds like he's from Jersey for sure.
Yo, my name's Eddie Brock. What's going on? Let's go see the Sox play this weekend.
What the fuck are you doing? What accent is that?
Oh, no, he was born as a child, Edward Charles Allen Brock, is raised in a Roman Catholic household in San Francisco.
Oh, well.
He's from San Francisco.
May I point out that you have, like, birds outside your little recording room there that are just delightful. They sound delightful. They sound very happy.
They're cheery.
Maybe it's not Charlie this week. It's just happy birds. That's nice.
Happy birds. And that's, you know, we could do with more happy birds. I just, like, scrolled down this Wikipedia page, and apparently when Eddie is separated from the symbiote, he's, like, dying from cancer or some shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is that why he, like, agrees? Well, he doesn't look like he agrees to do this at all. There's some crazy, like, facility in these trailers that look not great. So yeah. I don't know if he is forced to do this or what's going on, but that would be interesting. Angle. I'm looking forward to the superhero movie that doesn't seem like there's any heroes in it at all.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like he's a hero. Well, even in the trailer, it's like, embrace your inner anti-hero or whatever.
Which is, like,
I wouldn't even yeah, it was really
Why
bad.
Would you say that?
But I wasn't even, like, I don't even think he's really an anti-hero in this. I think he's just trying to, like, in the trailer, he's like, if you're gonna be part of me or whatever, you're only gonna hurt bad people. But then the symbiote's like, we can do whatever the fuck we want, Eddie. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a fucking alien that could just take you over.
Yeah.
Dummy.
So I am looking forward to that different angle in a superhero movie. And it's Tom Hardy. And, like, you have a contract for Benedict, I have a contract for Tom Hardy to see everything.
It's true.
So... Even that weird, like, FX show, like, the first couple episodes of that. What was that called?
Taboo? I watched the first couple episodes of that. I want to finish it.
I don't know what they were going for, honestly, but whatever.
I guess you got to watch the rest of the season to find out, Chris.
Yeah. What, it does lead me to my question that I'll ask now, Patrick. And that's, how horny would you be if Tom Hardy licked you?
Oh, my goodness. Gracious. Oh, man. Getting kind of flustered right now just thinking about it. Now, when he licks me, what does he say, and can I understand it, or does he mumble?
He mumbles, for sure. Okay. But it's like, you know he's saying something hot.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'd be on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd be horny.
Alright, I just wanted to see if you'd answer honestly, because obviously you would be.
Yeah, I mean, just instantly just drenched. And not because of his saliva.
If that was not clear at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man. To deal with that, Patrick, what are you drinking?
Well, Chris, I'm drinking something... brand new to the show.
Uh-oh.
I'm drinking Jameson.
Oh!
But it's the IPA.
Oh.
The Jameson IPA. You know, the Jameson that's aged or whatever in the IPA barrels.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That one.
It's still Jameson.
It's not an IPA. It's Jameson that's made in IPA barrels.
You know how, like, Jack Daniels has that, like, watermelon bullshit, you know? I didn't know if it was...
What? No.
Yeah, they have this, like, watermelon, like, beer.
Ugh,
that's
that
not
doesn't sound
Jack
good.
Daniels at all. It's just made by the same company, but... So, hey, look at that. For a second, I saw that cup come up, and I was like, he's drinking a margarita right now.
I mean, blended
a margarita.
I'd be down with that too.
All right.
Honestly,
is it good? Is this?
Yeah, it is good.
Nice.
It is good. And I don't drink hard alcohol, so if I'm saying it's good, it's probably good.
Yeah. Probably means like it's good entry level. So is what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. It's the Angry Orchard of.
Yeah, it's the Rogue Dead guy of.
Dude,
hard alcohol.
But Rogue Dead guy is super rare, Chris.
So rare.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I literally
saw it at a fucking Vons one time.
Oh, yeah. We have
or
a
movie
Tennessee.
Theater.
We have it in Tennessee. There, it literally was in a movie theater, Patrick.
I know.
Oh man,
what are you drinking?
I'm going with what I had a couple weeks ago. I had another one left of the even more...
Mas Jesus.
It's been aged for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Nice. Still as good as ever.
It's better. I feel like every one that I've had is I enjoy it more and more. It's quite good.
Is that because you drink them all in a row, so like it just gets better?
Yes.
And then I pass out. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Oh, man. Well, shall we talk about what we're going to talk about this week?
I suppose we should, because I do have a few points to go over, so I guess we should dive right in.
You were telling me before we started, you have very intensive notes this week.
I annotated and everything.
Annotations? Do you have the little, like, sticky things?
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, color-coordinated for, you know, different topics and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
All right. Well, Patrick, Westworld is back.
Westworld's back, baby. And I'm excited. And I was excited, and I still am excited.
Huh. Well, that's good.
For the most part.
I have been extremely concerned since the end of last season. I suppose we should say immediately spoilers for last season. We'll have a little non-spoilerly overall of the episode. And what do you think? We'll do this episode and then talk about the finale probably?
We'll probably do this episode, and then when we talk about the finale, kind of do like a recap of the season, or at least like some of our favorite parts, our favorite episodes.
This is great. We've been around long enough. We did Westworld before.
Yeah.
And we actually stayed up with it for like 3 episodes, and then we're like, shit, we got to catch up with everything else at the last bit, but whatever.
So then we're like, we'll just do the finale.
We'll just admit defeat before we get started.
Now, when Game of Thrones comes out, we probably will do a weekly episode just on Game of Thrones.
Well, it is the final season. And when that happens in 2020 or whatever the hell is going to happen.
Yeah.
But I've been worried about Westworld since the end of season one, which seemed like an actual fitting ending for the whole series. Especially since Anthony Hopkins dies. He was by far my favorite character, and I could just listen to him monologue the whole time. That would have been fine. And so I was like, well, what the fuck are they going to do now? Because a lot of the mystery is unraveled, and I don't see how you kind of compete with some of the twists and turns and things that were happening in the first season. And
yeah.
I'm not going to stand here and say that the first episode totally, like, reassured me. I'm still a little worried, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, there's things that I am, like you said, worried about as well. For the most part, I thought this episode was good.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good things in it. I think that they kind of dangled some carrots in front of you this episode quite well, where I was like, you know, I watched it with my girlfriend last night, and we were saying, you know, there was things that would be said, and I'd be like, do they mean that? And then it's like, sometimes they answered it, sometimes they didn't really answer it, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, crazy. But I like how they didn't just, all right, new season, here's a bunch of new characters. They didn't do that. There's like one or two.
Yeah, I think maybe one. Like,
yeah,
I think one,
mostly
honestly.
One, and then like maybe kind of two, and then a character that wasn't last season, but you didn't really get like a ton of. It seems to me like she'll be having a bigger role in this season. Charlotte Hale or whatever, Valkyrie's character.
Yeah, Valkyrie. That's right.
It was
like a good like 20 minutes into it. I was like, God, where the hell is she from? But I did this when I watched Ragnarok. God, where the hell is she from?
Yeah, so exactly.
On both ends of that bookshelf. Like,
oh, yeah. Man.
But yeah, yeah, so. Overall, it was an enjoyable episode. Some, like you said, I think it's more of a setup episode. Like, here's some of the mysteries that we're going to try and make happen. I'm a little worried, like, because it feels kind of straightforward to me in terms of what's going on. I'm sure they'll have some things to pull out from under us, which is fine. And I think a lot of that has to do with characters, a lot of character development that'll probably twist in different directions. That's probably their main way they're going to go in terms of mysteries and twists. But
We'll see. And there's one thing that they could, like, really, like, mind fuck you with, I think.
To get into that in the spoiler section.
With a certain character. But
yeah, I think to really dive into this, we're going to instantly have to start talking spoilers, because not much to talk about other than I think I'm still looking forward to Bernard's stuff. I still don't give a shit about Maeve's stuff. Sorry, I'll say it.
Yeah.
And Ed Harris is Ed Harris, so. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm probably most excited for Ed Harris's stuff, Man in Black stuff.
And I wouldn't consider that, but he was in the trailers. Because, I mean, the season does end off, like, what the hell happens to him, you know?
Well, yeah, like, well, it's funny because the episode opens up, and this isn't a spoiler because it happens, like, the first 5 minutes of the episode, where they're, like, it's basically right after the end of the last season where they're like hiding in that barn or whatever. And like, you just hear gunshots outside. Yeah. And I just turned to Kayla and I was like, man, I bet Ed Harris is having such a good time right now. Cause you see him at the end of the last season, he gets shot in the arm or whatever. And he just has the biggest smile on his face.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ah, oh, he's having a good time.
But yeah, before we dive into it, we will say spoiler warning for the first episode of season 2 of Westworld. Ye have been warned. I don't know why I said ye.
Ha.
Oh, that's good. But yeah, so we're going to just ruin everything now. So
we're going to ruin everything for you. You're just going to ruin your childhood. We're going to ruin...
We have perfect predictions that are going to happen, so nothing's going to be surprising.
Yeah, we're going to ruin the rest of the season. We're going to ruin the last season of Game of Thrones somehow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Infinity War, we're going to ruin that too, so just be prepared.
Yeah.
So if you don't want anything ruined for you, just stop listening to us completely.
We're ruiners, I guess.
Yeah. We just take your dreams and we smash them. Smash them. Smash them!
First thing I will say, now that we're in spoiler territory...
First thing I will say,
this show has always been about showing way more dong than boobs.
Oh my god, I almost forgot about that part.
And
I think I try to blank it from my memory, black it from my memory.
And they keep with that tradition, so I'm at least there's some consistency.
Oh my god.
Just a very awkward.
At least this time it isn't like a huge black donger in your face like last season was. It's just like, oh, here's a normal British donger. Like, okay. Also, dude, do some manscaping, because Jesus Christ. God.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, we're definitely going to talk about penises this episode.
Stands there for longer than he has to, because she turns and starts like packing up, and he just stands there for a good like 5 to 10 more seconds. It's
just
dude.
Like, look at my dick, look and at it.
She says, you know, take off all your clothes to change, and okay, play her game, because she might kill you. You gotta do what you gotta do, but put the underwear back on, right?
I was gonna say, what the hell is he doing? He's just putting like. That can't be comfortable. It's like cowboy gear.
And God only knows where it's been. Like,
yeah, he just like, he, well, it's funny because he rolls in this like bloody like cart full of guns and the uniforms and stuff and like the hats or whatever in it. And it's like, dude, you're gonna get like hepatitis or some shit. He's like, well, it would have been the best thing Now, they could have rocked with the no underwear thing if he pulled out and started putting on the pants and they were just assless chaps. That would have been good.
Missed opportunity.
Damn it.
Absolutely missed world. Opportunity. Ah. But yeah, so, and that's part of the reason I'm not, like, a big fan of Maeve's story again, because it seems like it's going to follow a lot of the same, like, themes as it did the first season. Like, she's just going to take this weak man and make him do whatever the fuck she wants. Again. You know what I mean?
Right. The only difference between him and then the other two was, like, he tried to, like, you know, kill her, basically. When he was like, hey, don't you think some of them could also... I mean, it wasn't very subtle.
I mean, like, for the situation he was in, it was pretty well done. Because he wouldn't have assumed the other hosts would have come out of nowhere. It was pretty good on his part. I mean, he figured, this is my chance. I would have taken that chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which brings me to why a, like, armed group of trained modern military, paramilitary professionals get taken out by, like, two hosts with fucking pistols, revolvers. They can't take them. My biggest thing with the end of last season was...
Well, the surprise factor, they kind of shot two of them or whatever when they first came in.
Two of them still have automatic, like, machine guns. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, then she picks up one of them, the other one, and blasts them. But you're right. I mean, I think that was still the security force for it wasn't. I don't think that was the military group that comes in yet. And but we've still, already seen that, like, they're terrible.
They're terrible.
So.
My biggest problem with the end of last season is just how terrible they are.
Which, speaking of, though, how the fuck did Ashley Stubbs or whatever his name is survive?
Yeah. I don't know. Because he was in the middle
Maybe
of
Maybe he's
that,
a robot.
Right? Ooh. Because, you know, that's the Hemsworth, right?
Yeah, that's the Hemsworth. Luke Hemsworth.
Yeah, because he was in the middle of all that shit.
No, he was, he got ambushed by the savages or whatever.
That's right. And then we never
And he gets tackled, and we never see him after that, and I assumed he was dead.
And so now we see him with the paramilitary group. Fine. So that either means, the main part of this episode is it's split between immediately after the massacre and almost 2 weeks after, like 11 days or something after.
Yeah, it's like 11 days, yeah.
So, obviously, I would think the majority of the season is going to be catching up to that 11th day. Like, what happened in between? Which, again, they're dicking around with time with us again. But I like that narratively because it, like, the first season prepped us for to have these kind of two different timelines happening at the same time. Like, we're used to that now because of what they did in the first season.
Right. And then in the first 5 minutes, it sets it up where we see, like, a bunch of cuts of Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that, he asks, like, is this now?
Yeah.
And the part where I was talking about in the non-spoilery section where with one character they could really mind fuck with us is with Bernard, because when he's in the lab with Charlotte and he needs to, like, he's, like, malfunctioning or whatever.
Right.
So he needs to inject himself with robo fluid.
Yeah. And we'll get back to that because I have one really big want from that whole thing, but we'll get back to that. Keep going.
When the computer is, like, listing the symptoms of, like, what shutdown means, mm-hmm. one of them is, like, time dysphoria or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, that's going to be a thing. Like,
so
for
be, like,
sure.
All over the place, like, narratively.
Yeah. Yeah, and he, like, keeps shaking and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Which brings me to, like, when he's talking to Dolores at the very, I think it's the very first scene. Like, it's back to the, like, Dolores and him talking.
And I think that's not Bernard. That's
Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
We're led to believe it's Arnold anyway.
Well, he has black on, not blue.
She calls him Arnold, I think, right? I don't remember now.
No, but I assume it was Arnold because he's talking like, I'm worried about what you'll become.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I think
you're growing. You're learning so much quicker than the others.
Yeah. I think that moment can be like a mindfuck moment where Dolores actually knows everything that's happened and she's pretending to be like a host still. And this is like in the future.
Oh, maybe.
So I think that's a moment that we can come back to and go, whoa, Westworld.
Just like, oh Bob my god, he's up. Reading Alice in Wonderland. It's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I think with that whole time thing, we're gonna have some answers that kind of come along the way during the season, including what happened to Hemsworth. And I think I've already seen some kind of theories that maybe he is a host too. Like, everyone's a host.
Yeah. But, I don't think he, like, that would just be overplayed.
Yeah. But what I do want to see.
But I do think the theme of, like, you don't know who's, now you really don't know who's host and who's human.
That was one of my questions. Like, do the hosts know other hosts automatically? Because if Ed Harris is just dressed up like a cowboy, would the host know he's one of the gala members? This is basically like the Arrested Development episode where the gala, like prisoners, the inmates throw a gala for the rich and the rich throw the, you know, the riot. This is just an extreme version of that, basically.
Yeah, true.
Would they know Ed Harris is like, oh, he's not a host, even though he's dressed up like a cowboy?
I don't know. I feel like maybe like Dolores would because she's seen him.
Certainly some characters.
Maeve would because she's super intelligent. She has like control over them now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I would assume so.
I think the worst way to go was how Dolores saves, what's his face? The writer. Because Maeve? He was about to get, or yeah, I'm sorry. Maeve saves the writer. But he's about to get eaten.
Alive.
Yeah. Alive. Like, that would be the worst way to go from a host.
Which, this is one of the biggest problems I have.
A man has got to eat.
Which is funny, because isn't that the host that he just created? Like, that he was, like, working really hard on?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Something like that. But anyway, one of the biggest things that I don't like from just this show in general, even last season too. Why do people keep trying to say shut down all motor functions? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You've tried 5 billion times. It's not going to work the 5 billionth and 1th time, okay? It's not going to work.
Literally in my notes right here, I have how many times do they have to say that phrase before they realize maybe we should change tactics?
It doesn't work. Because that's one of the things when fucking Stubbs gets tackled last season. He's tried that 3 times already.
Yeah.
To freeze all motor functions, and it doesn't work. You have a gun in your hand. Just shoot them. Just shoot. Why are you even trying to freeze? Just shoot them anyway.
That's what
you
they
can
do
just
all
rebuild
the,
them.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Them.
It's part of their, like, the whole process. They're meant
just
to be shot.
Shoot them.
Like, and in addition, on that same thought, how many new things that the hosts are doing are going to be surprising after a massacre? You know what I mean? Like, everyone's surprised, like, hey, they're not supposed to change their personnel. There's been a fucking massacre. All assumptions should be thrown out the door at this point.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just...
Well, and hey, then why doesn't... When he asked that question, because it's like, Dolores, she's just the farmer's daughter or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're not supposed to change their personality. Why doesn't Bernard go, oh, yeah, I kind of found out through Robert that, like, there's this other storyline that got implemented in her where she's, like, a killer bitch named Wyatt, and it's just, like, that's probably why. Like, you
or
know,
like,
he has nothing to lose.
Or, like,
they still
hey,
won't suspect that he's a robot.
He might not remember. He's having memory problems. So he might not remember what the hell's, like, genuinely
true.
Not remember what's going on. Building off that, I think it's really like crazy that they all land on the beach, right? This paramilitary force. They find Bernard and they're like, oh, thank God Bernard's okay 2 weeks later. He just happens to be on this beach that we landed on. we need to get you to work right away. Like, let's not give him any medical attention, a bite to eat, water, anything. We just expect you, dude that works in an office all day, to be able to hang with us, this military-trained force, and just get to work.
I mean, it's fucking DEFCON. It's DEFCON 5, so, like, I guess I get it, but...
Give them Awkwafina, for Christ's sake.
Well, they probably had Awkwafina in the Mad Max buggies. I don't know.
The Mad Max. There needs to be more spikes if they're going to be Mad Max buggies. Yeah. And that was another thing, too. Like, he's shaking, and you can attribute, like, his shaking to, like, he just saw a lot of people get murdered.
Yeah.
You know? And Valkyrie's like, are you okay in there? Like, you're shaking a lot, you... pussy, like,
yeah, look at me, I'm fucking stone cold.
God, this dude just saw 20 people get capped in the fucking head, and you're
also
asking those
he murdered like 15 people too.
Yeah, well, she didn't know that yet, but
well, neither did he.
That's true.
Yeah, which also she doesn't notice him banging on everything, right? Like,
she's right there, right? He could see her from where he's doing this, so she could just look up, and he's, like, shooting himself up in the fucking neck. What are you doing, Bernard? Heroin? Yeah. Okay, I understand. Like, I get that.
What are you doing, Bernard?
I got my coke stash right here.
I'm jacking off because you're undressing in front of me.
Also understandable. Okay, I got my coke
stash. Desperate times.
I'm in shock. I need a blanket. this does lead me to say the storyline I want from this, if nothing else, is Bernard the Vampire.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
I want that. I want him. Why are 20 people dead in the lake? He needs sustenance.
Fuck. I require sustenance.
That'd be just hunting hosts to keep himself going, and he only has, like, you know what, 32 to 72 hours before he starts total system shutdown, so, like, he's gotta, like, feed almost every night, you know?
I thought it was like 0.72 hours. I thought it was like even less than an hour.
At that point probably, maybe that's what that was. I thought it said 72 hours, but that makes more sense, because he was, like, shutting down right then.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, 0.72, yeah.
But, yeah, I would love to see him have to hunt hosts, like, every night and try to keep that concealed while he works with both groups of people. He's working with, like, you know, the humans, trying to help them and figure things out, even though he knows, like, oh, shit, I'm a host now. And he's also probably going to start working with Dolores at some point, because it seems like there's, like, flashes of memory with that, and he has that dream that turns out to be, like, he was on a shore, and they're all somewhere else, and he's left behind. And so I think that probably plays a little bit with him and Dolores, I don't know, at some point. But I would love to see him have to hunt down those for sustenance. I'm so on board with that.
That'd be sweet if it just becomes, like, Buffy or whatever.
Maybe there's a vampire world in one of the...
Oh, shit. That's... Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So we learned that there are other parks.
For sure. Bengal tiger.
There's a Bengal tiger that's only seen in Park 3 or whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah.
So, samurais are gonna happen, like, for sure.
Yeah, because last season, they did show, like, samurai armor. So there's... Assuming there's a samurai world. Now, Bengal tigers are India, so that I would assume those two are different places. Yeah. So that means there's at least two other worlds, then.
What would India world be?
Jungle Book world? I don't know.
Oh, shit.
They just killed Shere Khan!
Fuck! No!
Benedict!
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he do a voice for one of the 15 movies of Jungle Book they made?
Oh, he's doing one.
Oh, okay.
For the new one.
I think Idris Elba did the other Shere Khan.
Yeah.
Perfect, actually.
Yeah, that's really good. What was I going to say? Oh, so back to, like, Bernard and Charlotte. You know what really will solve this issue? More unregistered hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. That'll that'll work better. You like know, just well, at least they're just like white things, so like they're very obviously hosts, I guess.
But like, okay, here's one of those things as someone who writes occasionally and tries to create their own worlds. I try to naturally make things exist in the world for world reasons. And here's one of those moments where it's like, they made those drones like creepy for us, the audience. It felt like very, like, why would you make the creepiest possible things as your helper drones? Like, yeah. Part muscle hanging out. Like, what the fuck? Like, wouldn't you just make them very basic models? You know?
Why just are you paint making smiley faces on them. At
no,
least.
No, like, just have them be blank. But, like, you don't, I don't know. It felt like such a design that's like, what's the creepiest fucking drone we can think of? That's what they look like. I don't know. It's very specific, nitpicky thing for me to pick out. I get that.
Right.
It just felt a little immersion breaking. Like, oh, yeah, we made these unregistered hosts that are just basically helpers that look terrifying. Because, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Okay. That was a good design okay. decision on your part.
Yeah.
Which, are they going to start? I mean, if they get hacked, they can just start building other hosts. And then you got hosts building hosts.
Well, what I assume is going to happen is there's going to be some sort of host human hybrid. Because they're taking human DNA. And we see in the intro, the new intro, which same song, which is great.
Perfect.
Great song.
Change it.
But in the new intro, we see a woman clasping a baby child.
True, but they're both being made.
Yes.
Patrick, that's very observant.
Thank you.
Very observant.
Because Bernard asked that question, like, why do you need human DNA? And she's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, no, you should, Bernard, you should definitely worry about that. That's,
you know what? She
fucking insane.
She should have said, bingo, human DNA. Finger guns.
She should have said that.
And then just walked away. Because what do? You can't ask more questions after
that. And Bernard just goes, well, fuck. She's got a point. That is human DNA. She was right.
Park 8, I guess. It's just humans in cages.
Yeah. It's Planet of the Apes world. But yeah, that's a thing that I would be like, Bernard, yeah, you should be concerned about that thing. Should.
Yeah, he should 100% be concerned with that thing. Yeah. Do you think they have a Jurassic Park? You would think they would make a Jurassic Park.
You would think that, but they also probably watch the movies and they're like, you know.
What if all the things break out? Shit.
Oh.
It still happened.
Well don't worry. Michael Crichton, right? It's still Michael Crichton.
It's still Michael Crichton. He had a niche, I guess.
Yeah. I want parks to go wrong.
I fucking hate Disneyland.
That's my thing.
Instead of dinosaurs, they're humans with guns. It's much better.
Much better.
Much better.
Which, by the way, so you have this paramilitary group coming in. Just fucking rolling some tanks or
right?
Like
one
Apaches.
Word. One word. Drones. Problem solved. Sure.
Yeah. Boom.
Drone strikes. I assume you could just scout the whole island, which it seems to be an island.
Yeah.
So why aren't there drones just flying all over the place?
So Michael Crichton also really loves islands as well. We've learned that.
It does islands make the most thing. Sense to
it
have
does.
Like this crazy like pleasure world, you know.
But they like come in on trains. Like I don't know.
Subway under the ocean, man, it's the future, probably.
True. Which, speaking of subways and trains and leaving.
And planes and automobiles.
Yeah. We learn the answer to one of. It was a question I had, and I guess audience members would have from last season. Is like, Maeve. So we discover before she escapes, Maeve was programmed to escape.
Right.
And she knocks.
By.
Charlotte Hale's company or whoever she's working for.
Gotcha.
Which we learned this season. So but then she like knocks the tablet out of the dude's hand before he can say like, oh, when you get on the train, you're going to, and then like blah. So she was supposed to leave, and right. then I guess Did. Those people would have been waiting for her, or whoever she like she's working for, who knows. So but we learned no, that was a free choice that she made. Unless Charlotte Hale's talking about another host that was supposed to escape, but I'm assuming she's talking about Maeve. So True. She does but, have a choice.
But then they're all, but they're looking for Abernathy, like, right? Dolores's dad? Right?
Yeah, they're looking for, yeah, Dolores's Abraham or,
yeah.
no, Abernathy or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Abernathy, the farmer.
So, yeah, they're definitely doing a lot of the mystery in terms of non-character kind of twisty stuff will be Valkyrie's company. Like, they're doing something real shady, and yeah. we have ulterior motives. But the paramilitary force is that company, and they come in 2 weeks later. So, at some point, they either get that package to where it needs to go, or she's able to convince them to come in spite of that fact. So at some point, something works out because they ended up coming. So
True.
Which is odd to me. Like, why wouldn't they come immediately if that package is really important, you know, to get...
To pick it up?
Yeah, yeah, like, come right now and help us because shit's hitting the fan here.
Shit's fucked, yeah.
See, it's those little things. What's the ammo situation for the hosts? Because they don't just have unlimited bullets, right?
No, I would assume that there's bullets.
Like,
because everybody else is reloading.
A revolver can only hold
yeah.
six, and there can't just be. They shoot a lot in that massacre, and I assume there's not just bullets everywhere. Because a lot of the guests came with guns and stuff that they got from. The hotel, basically.
Yeah.
So I would assume there's not a huge... I mean, they'll go through it eventually. Right?
Yeah.
I would think there's going to be an ammo problem at some point.
You would assume that, but who cares about that and things like
I
this?
I do. I'm nitpicky.
Ammo's never counted. They will only run out of ammo when it's good for them to run out. When it's story-wise important for them to run out of ammo. Sure. Yeah. So
Dolores is an interesting character to me because she seems extreme. Like I get like a lot of the Wyatt personality is supposed to be coming out now, but I feel like all of that innocent like rancher's daughter stuff is just gone.
Well, she does mention when she's captures those three humans. Mm-hmm. She does mention the farmer's daughter part of me wants to believe in a better you and your potential. The Wyatt part of me, like, sees that you're disgusting and that you just need to be put down. And then she says, but me, like, I want to make my own decisions.
And
I'm not,
then
I'm, you know.
Leaves them to die. So it's basically Wyatt.
Well, then does... Well, yeah, she doesn't immediately just kill them.
So she does a much worse thing and leaves them out... to either hang themselves or starve and or die of thirst.
Yeah. So, but I guess that's her choice.
Her choice. Well, it's a good happy medium right there between two very different personalities.
Yeah.
Funniest line from the entire thing was from that scene. As she's putting a noose like over the dude's head, what are you going to do with us? I don't know, man.
I don't know, bitch. What do you think I'm going to fucking do?
What are you talking about? What are you going to do? Oh, my God. It's like you don't have to write lines for characters. Just have to have them something to say. Like, just have them panicking. You don't need to ask dumb things like that. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
The character that I think I'm most interested in actually this season will be Teddy. Besides Bernard, I think I'm most interested in Bernard, but besides Bernard, Teddy, because he's right now, he's just kind of fucking there.
Yeah.
And every time it like pans to him or goes to him, he looks very confused and like, because he's supposed to, his storyline is supposed to be he's in love with Dolores, the farmer's daughter, but it's supposed to be getting revenge against Wyatt. But now those two people are in the same body, and so he's like, I don't think he knows, like, how to deal with it. And so I think he will be, like, an important person later on of, like, picking a side. Or talking Dolores down, or who knows.
Yeah, but, and that's another instance of, here's your two roles that you played kind of thing, just a little bit different looking than Dolores' situation. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have to make decisions for yourself. And I think you're right. I think with his character, you can, and Dolores, you can really play out the storyline of, like, you have to make decisions for yourself as an individual for the first time now that you have, like, sentience or whatever. So what does that really, like, that's interesting storytelling to me of, like, having characters. Like, I am used to not thinking for myself at all. What does it look like for me to make choices and really be able to realize I'm making choices? But,
yeah,
I don't know. Then he just becomes Cyclops. I don't know.
Right. So, yeah, I think, was there anything else? Ed Harris gets his cool costume back. Oh, he shoots. He basically shoots Robert again.
Yeah. I wondered
why. Which, why the fuck would you shoot that one? Why? Like, you would think that one could be very useful.
There's a 1,000,000,000% chance that that kid comes back to haunt him with, like, half a face, right? Like, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he had a very big, creepy smile on his face when he died.
I feel like he got shot in a very particular way that, like, he's coming back for sure.
He could still be alive.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going to be terrifying because he was already sounded terrible.
Well, because it was cutting between his voice and actually Anthony Hopkins. Which was cool. That was cool. I like that.
Yeah. Ed Harris is interesting.
And he called him William. He actually used his name.
Yeah. Ed Harris, I wondered how he would be now that there is no consequences. Like, would he treat hosts like people now that they're, but no, he just shoots a kid.
No, fuck that.
But there, first of all, didn't he break his arm in the first season or something?
He did. He did get his arm broke by Dolores. Yeah.
And he was still, it was still in a sling.
When he was at the party, yeah.
And now it's fine.
It's fine now.
That frustrates me.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Ugh. As he got shot in the arm, and he, like, makes old man noises getting up on the porch. And if you look at his horse, like, freaks out for a second. And it's totally not intentional. Really? Like, when he goes, and, like, brings himself up on the porch, his horse is like, the fuck? like, rears back for a second. I just happened to catch it in the background. To me, it's like,
dude, you're a fucking old man. There's no way you're going to fucking live. No matter how badass you are or think you are, now you can die, and you're going to. You're not William anymore.
What's his deal, man? Like, why does he need consequences here? Like, and what does he want now from all
this? Yeah, what's the new game he's going to play, which is...
And, like, his super company that he owns, apparently. What are they doing, and why does he just live in this fictional world? Unless they have his DNA, and, like, he's got copycat, like, clone of himself running the company while he gets to be in here. They're just making clones of everybody. All these CEOs, like, I don't want to really go to my job, so I'm going to make a clone of myself so I can just dick around forever.
That'd be the way to do it.
You heard it here first, folks. Clone Ed Harris. Which,
don't do that. So what do you feel about the new character? I don't even know his name. I don't even think they... Well,
you mean, like, the military...
Yeah, the military guy, bald military guy.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was going to be Logan. Like, older version of Logan.
Older version.
Which I guess
I guess it still could be.
You just have a different name.
Yeah. You would think because
he would. It would make sense why he would want to be a part of the company that's taking down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other company, and it would make sense why he would be part of like the leader of the military group. Considering he's like.
I mean, I haven't seen enough from him. He's just asking questions. He seems very intent on like finding out specific things,
figuring out what the hell is going on.
So he's got an ulterior motive other than just like secure the place. Obviously, it bothers me that no one reacted to 2 weeks of corpses rotting in the sun. Like no one even like grimaced or like threw up. It would smell terrible. Terrible.
It would be real bad.
And Anthony Hopkins is definitely dead. That was super, super dead. Definitely disgusting. You think that was all dummy, right? Because they didn't pay Anthony Hopkins to come back and lie down
for 30 seconds.
That would be a fuck ton of money for him to just lie down on the.
Or it was just like someone else lying down and they just put like a mask on him.
Yeah,
or
probably.
Which I suppose they would still have to pay Anthony Hopkins for like his likeness, which is ridiculous.
Oh, shit.
He's like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing? I'm doing Transformer movies now. I don't give
fuck
a shit, dude.
Give me money. He's all eloquent in all these movies and stuff. Fuck
give
it,
me fucking,
money.
Give me money. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see where his character goes. And Bernard killing a shit ton of hosts, apparently. And some people say that, God, you just said his name, Dolores' Bay.
Oh, Teddy?
Teddy. He's in that group, lying in the water.
Oh,
so, I don't know. I can't confirm, but I saw that on the internets, that Teddy was...
On the internet?
Like, from multiple sources. Like, oh, Teddy's in there. Like, oh, I didn't
see... How did they fucking pick that out? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw a white guy laying in the water.
There's a dude with, like, cowboy clothes on in there.
He looks youngish. White,
no way of
laying
knowing.
In the water, face down. That's Teddy. So I don't know. It's very possible. It's like you guys are dumb, but
the last season when people were like, "There's two different timelines. There's two different timelines." Like three episodes in, like, I was like, "Fuck you." There's no fucking way. It just happens to be a new day or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, and so they have different things going on. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, I'm kind of sad we won't be seeing more of Jimmy Simpson.
Oh.
Because I like him as an actor. Yeah. William. Yeah, young William.
Young William. The McBoyle.
Yeah. He was too busy doing Tupac versus Biggie or whatever the fuck.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, he's in the new, by the people who did OJ versus the people or whatever.
Oh,
yeah. It's like the Tupac and Biggie thing.
Oh, gotcha.
But I just called it Tupac versus Biggie.
That's the one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Anything else, Patrick, as we wrap up our analysis?
I better fucking see somewhere in the season cowboys and samurais fighting.
That would be great.
I need to see that.
With a Bengal tiger, like, just jumping in the middle, like, oh, shit.
I need to see that wolf that's obviously ghost, so these two worlds are connected.
Oh, my God. HBO, what are you doing?
And the fucking wolf and fucking a Bengal tiger. I need to see the two sides charging, and then the Bengal and the wolf.
And the wolf.
Jump in midair and crash and tumble and.
I'm so sorry to say that tiger fucks up that wolf, right?
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah. It's not a dire wolf; it's just a regular wolf.
It's just a normal. Well, Bengal.
If it was a dire wolf,
would a Bengal?
I think the dire wolf
be
would
a dire wolf. How much bigger is a dire wolf? Compared
dire
to
wolves are fucking huge. Yeah. In the books, Rob can fucking ride on Greywind into battle.
So there's like good competition right there.
Yeah, they're fucking huge. I mean,
because Bengal tigers are fucking huge too.
The reason why, like, you don't think they're that huge anymore, Chris, probably because when you see Greywind, he's fucking huge. When he's with Rob the last time you see him, but that was like 6 years ago or whatever. And now all we see is Ghost, and Ghost is like a normal, looks like he's normal wolf size because
he's the runt.
Like, runt, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, last note: is I'm still worried because I don't know if this show has legs. You know, I don't think we see five to nine seasons of Westworld. And if we do, they shouldn't have called it Westworld in the first place, because most of the show is probably not going to be set in Westworld, like, after this season or the next season. You know what I mean?
True,
they can't just keep coming back to it.
Yeah, I don't know if it... Yeah, I'm on the same page, or the same boat as you. I kind of wish it was just a one season, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And,
it was a, I feel like a good ending where they were at. Like, oh, they're thinking for themselves and chaos ensues. The end.
Yeah, and just kind of leave it to that and to your own interpretation of, like, fuck, I guess the robots just slaughter everyone, because that's obviously what happens.
I think, I think it'll
but when they, because when they announced season two, I was like, oh yeah, season two Westworld. I'm like,
yeah,
I guess
maybe. It's not like it's terrible. I did enjoy the first episode. I am curious to see where it goes. It's,
do you want to know what the first episode got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah,
90%. Do you know do you want to know what overall season two has?
No.
Do you want to know? Do you remember what season one has?
No. I don't remember. What
does do you want to take a guess what season one has?
94.
No.
Oh. Higher?
Lower than that.
82.
Higher than that.
87. This is good close. Radio, Patrick.
Close. 88%.
88. It's a good year.
So now I'll ask you, and I won't answer your question, but I just want to know what you're thinking from just based off solely the first episode, which doesn't matter. What do you think? Do you think season two is higher or lower than season one?
Lower.
Okay. I'm not going to answer your question. Okay. But I'm not gonna tell you if you're right or wrong, but I just want to see where you're at.
But, so yeah. So Westworld, Patrick.
Westworld. Bada-boom.
Bada-boom.
So we have, so last week, Chris, so we're gonna move on. Should we do, should we end with Weapon of the Week, or should we end with, like, listener mail?
We'll end with Weapon of the Week. Let's do some listener mail.
Okay, so last week we talked about our Infinity War predictions. We talked a lot about Marvel and things like that. And,
that'll be next week. Made some week, jokes. Huh?
Yeah, so this episode comes out the day that Infinity War comes out, which I'm sure half of the world has already seen it, because they saw it Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So we made some predictions, and Tiffany, friend and listener of the show, has, some fan mail as to some predictions as well, and also, has some insight as to some of the stuff we talked about in, the last episode as well.
Now this isn't spoilers, because this is all predictions.
This is all predictions, but it would be fun to see if she's right.
Yeah, and you might know right now as you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Because you might have
seen it. You may know already. Exactly. And I might even know. Who knows? At this point. So Tiffany chimes in an email, and she says...
Dropping your flash drive. Like
an amateur. I don't even know why I have it in my hand, honestly. She puts asterisks. Puts on geek glasses. Asterisks. Hey, brothers. During your Infinity War prediction, you guys joked about Scarlet Witch and Vision having a kid split into two. But that does happen.
Oh, God. Marvel.
With her powers, they get over Vision's Robo Jojo, hence human Vision in the trailers, and they have twins, Speed and Wiccan. It gets complicated because reincarnation happens, but anyways. So that's fun. So I made a joke quoting the Bible, of all things, and Marvel apparently did that. But it happens in the form of twins.
And twins.
She also says, also, you guys talk about how it'd be neat if Shuri takes on the Iron Man mantle. In the new comics, it is a genius black girl named Riri Williams who adopts the name Ironheart. However, yes. I would hate that. Oh. Riri's experience in Black America is different from Shuri's African background, and I would hate for those two characters to be merged together. There should be room for more than one genius black girl. You're right, Tiffany. Sure. I wasn't saying that she would be, like, the same character. I'm just saying, like, it's available for them to do it because they are already doing it in the comics.
Yeah, without introducing another character. But, right.
their experiences would be different. But it would be very interesting to see, and it's going to be interesting for Black Panther as well, but Black Panther is probably going to be solely based in Wakanda, because he's the king of Wakanda. But if Shuri does take on the Iron Man mantle, it would be interesting to see her African background play, because that was sort of like the whole dichotomy between Warmonger and Black Panther in Black Panther, was that Warmonger was like, yo, sometimes literally he said that, yo, like, you've been chilling here in Wakanda, like, as a prince, you've been having it all good, but I've been, like, in the shit, and, like, you did nothing to help your brothers on the other side of the hemisphere, you know, what's up with that? So it would be cool to see Shuri hearing that from Warmonger, or remembering that from Warmonger, as Iron Man, or Iron Heart, or whatever she would be called, based in America, because that's where the Avengers are based.
Right.
So that could be an interesting... would be interesting as well. And then she also says, finally, you guys mentioned how Thor is a woman in the comics now, but semantics say it is a woman who is Thor, not that Thor becomes a woman. Spoilers, Jane Foster becomes Thor after he loses his power and becomes unworthy, because whomever is worthy shall obtain the power of Thor. So it's a woman who is Thor, not Thor that is a, that becomes a woman. So that makes sense.
Okay.
She takes off her geek glasses. And then she also has some predictions about who will live and who will die as well.
Let's see if she's right now.
She's right. So let's see. I feel like they can't kill Captain America because of all those guys who burned comic books when they found out Cap has been a Hydra agent this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It gets fixed later. Don't worry. So that's not going to happen.
That's like a comic book. I saw it, too.
But she says, but my guess is most of the Phase 1 Avengers may not survive. So, that includes Captain America, I would assume. She says most. Not Captain America, but she says that most of the Phase 1 Avengers may not survive. So that would be capped, but that's out. Iron Man.
Like I said, Tony Stark's dead. I think someone takes the Iron Man mantle. Cap's around Thor. Probably... I don't know. I don't want to recap the whole prediction we had.
Yeah, so Phase Holt's 1
gone.
Phase 1 does not include, I don't think it includes Guardians. It doesn't include Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man's around for sure.
It doesn't include Black Panther, obviously. It doesn't include, I don't think it includes Doctor Strange. I think Phase 1 is like Iron Man, Captain America, you know, Bucky, Scarlet.
Basically the Avengers. Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Yeah, so
I'm totally down with that because I connect more with later stuff.
Like, yeah,
I like Black Panther and the Guardians, and if they just go forward with that, that's fine.
Yeah, I like Thor because we'll talk about this in Weapon of the Week. But I watched now the Thor movies except Dark World because I was told, don't worry about it. I can go back to it later. But I watched Ragnarok. But anyway, so let's move on to Weapon of the Week. I gotta sing the theme song.
Do it.
Goes a little something like this. When you're surrounded by zombies and your future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your weapon of the week. But if it's a revolver, it only has 6 shots, but maybe it doesn't because it's in limited ammo if you're in West Point. what's weapon of the week?
My weapon listeners. Of the week here. Well,
is it in general?
What is weapon of the week? My mistake. Yeah. Weapon of the week is anything you've seen in a movie, you played a video game with this weapon, read about it, whatever media you are involving yourself with, the weapon in there is now your weapon for the zombie apocalypse. How long do you survive? And you need to say a catchphrase now, because we got to be cool while we defend the last of humanity.
Yeah, you got to be cool. You got to have faith.
So do we have any male?
We do.
Or female.
We do. So at the end of that email, Tiffany chimes in with her weapon of the week. She says, anywho, my weapon of the week is I recently picked up God of War, which I hear is a great game, and I'm really looking into it of picking it up. But she says, I really recently picked up God of War, so my weapon would be a glowing axe that I could throw and it'd come back to me. Convenient, very convenient. And I would shout, boy, every time. Because I hear a thing in that game is Kratos shouts boy at his son a lot. I saw this really funny picture of they took Kratos and Artorias? I don't know the kid's name in the new God of War, so forgive me. But Kratos and the son, but they made it so it was Hank and Bobby from King of the Hill.
Nice.
That was amazing.
Boy ain't right.
Yeah, and I think it said boy ain't right on it. So that was a really funny picture. Also, the freaking neighbors next door are having a sweet party. Maybe they have some margaritas I can grab real quick.
Ooh.
Anyway, so that's Tiffany's weapon of the week. What's your weapon of the week and catchphrase, Chris?
They are one and the same, Patrick.
Oh.
Yeah. So my weapon is also my catchphrase. And as the zombie horde kept coming my way, I would start shouting over and over and over and over again, stop all motor functions.
Freeze all motor functions. Freeze all motor functions.
And hoping that the zombies will look at each other and go, hey, we're not supposed to be alive, guys, and just lay down. But of course, that would not work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that works, though.
And I'd be dead immediately.
Okay.
Freeze all living functions. Freeze all living functions.
Freeze all undead functions. Freeze all undead functions. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned, I recently watched Ragnarok. Mm. And I've actually, within the past week, I've seen it like 3 times.
What?
Because I watched it with my girlfriend, and then they had it on at like her brother's birthday party. And then they restarted it because other people at the party wanted to watch it because they hadn't seen it before. So we had to like restart it from the beginning.
I feel like Ragnarok's anyway. That thing that's like, I'm going to get around to seeing it eventually.
Yeah. So first off, I really, really liked it. I put it on my MCU list that nice. I made using Letterboxd, which if you don't know what Letterboxd is, it's an app that you should all get. It's real fun. I play Sponsor around with us. It a lot. But you can make like lists and rank movies and stuff and review them and rate them or whatever. So I put in my MCU list Ragnarok as, I want to say it was 4, I believe. Number 4? Because
yeah,
it was
fun. It's top tier. Or not top tier, but like upper half for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was because it goes Guardians. It goes Guardians, Iron Man, Black Panther, or Black Panther, Iron Man. I forget which one now. And then Ragnarok. Hmm. Followed shortly by Winter Soldier. And Winter Soldier is really good, too. I like it a lot. Anyway, so my weapon of the week would be fireworks. Because when they're running away, when they're going up the Devil's Anus, Bruce Banner shoots fireworks.
That's right.
And it goes, it's my birthday! It's my birthday! That would not be my catchphrase, though. I was thinking about it.
That's a shame.
Because it would only really be good if it was, in fact, my birthday.
It's just weird otherwise.
Yeah. So my catchphrase would be, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? From Katy Perry's famous song Firework.
You really reached for that one. Yeah,
it's not a reach
in.
At all.
You dug
it's
in.
Not a reach at all. Everybody else besides you is laughing hysterically right now as I when I said that.
Be sure to write us and say if you laughed hysterically at Patrick's joke.
I'm sure they did. Oh, and I think I last a fairly good amount because, like, fireworks are, like, explosions or whatever. And I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, that's
catch
that's
fire
not bad,
to something,
not
at
terrible.
Least. Yeah.
Did
you say not bad but not terrible?
They aren't bad. Neither are they terrible.
Okay. Okay.
Just want to clarify.
Sweet. Sounds good.
But Patrick, where can they find us and let us know their own weapon?
Oh, Chris, they can find me on the toilet fairly often because I take lots of shits. But they can also find us on theportport.com. That's the PORTEPORT.com.
That's so out of left field.
Jameson. So yeah, find us there. I'll say it again because Chris was laughing. That's theportport.com, theportport.com. com. You can find links to also all our social media there and our email and all that good stuff. And write us in your weapon of the week. If you watched Westworld, give us your thoughts as well on the first episode and what you think maybe will happen the next or this upcoming season. And yeah, and if you use our Twitter for your weapon of the week, make sure you put the hashtag WOTW or hashtag weapon of the week. Either one is cool.
Cool. Nice. Is that right. Is that our geek of the week, Patrick?
I believe that is our geek of the weakest. Geekest of the weakest. Yes.
All right. Well, this is Chris signing off.
And Patrick.
And we'll see you after everybody else has seen Infinity War, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, stop all podcast functions.